Hi. Thank you for checking in. I'm kind of trying something a bit new. I need to see how it works anyway, and if it does work. Actually, I've never really made podcasts before, and this certainly isn't any kind of professional undertaking here. It's a very amateur thing, but I just thought having a chance to just talk directly instead of posting as I have been in the past, even though it's been rather irregular of late, I just thought I might start this little podcast. What would be the word for it? Experiment. At the moment, I'm sure you can hear in the background the sound of horns. I'm in a small town in the south of India called Tiruvannamalai, and I live here for quite a few months each year. It's an old temple town at the base of a hill called Arunachala, and Arunachala is an old Saivite pilgrimage site in India. It's regarded as one of the five sacred lingams, and this is the Agni lingam, or the lingam, the fiery lingam, the lingam that is connected with the element of fire. And it's a wonderful place. It's known to be it is felt to be a sacred power place, and lots of people come here from all over the world, people from different religious backgrounds and traditions, from all over India, from all over the world. All kinds of people get drawn here. It's a little bit like a magnet, this place. In any case, I've been staying here fairly regularly for several months a year since 2009. Prior to that, I was in the Himalayan foothills, and I still go up into the foothills and stay there for a few months a year. And as anyone who's been following my blog probably is aware. So yes, here we are. So this being the little introductory podcast, I thought I might give you that little rundown. I've spent many years, as you probably, you know, if it's not your first visit to the blog, as you're probably aware, I've spent many years in India. I first made my visit my first visit was in 1984. Via Tibet, I came down into Nepal and then over and across to Darjeeling in the eastern Himalayas of India. And so I've got a long kind of history in this country, and also in Nepal, I guess, but these days I'm more based in India. So it's been a powerful magnet in my life over the years, and I enjoy the lifestyle, which is quite free, and it's given me the chance to really focus on things that I feel are important in life. And not only to focus on them, but also to write and share with my readers a little bit, not only via this blog, but through the publication of books. And just lead the kind of life that I find very satisfying and meaningful. So I've been very fortunate and very privileged that way. I do go back to Australia and New Zealand regularly, and I do a bit of whatever I can, really, teaching and whatever kind of work, babysitting and, you know, whatever comes my way, to put a few dollars together, and then I live off that when I'm back here again. And so far that's worked fairly well over the years, so I feel fortunate and blessed to have been able to do that and to lead this kind of lifestyle, because I'm not really a 9-to-5 person. And I've never needed to be. I haven't generally done the traditional thing of, you know, having having a family and being very settled and all that sort of thing. So I've kind of, I don't know if I should use the word escaped, but I've kind of avoided a traditional kind of life. And that has given me the opportunity to meet all kinds of interesting people here and lead a pretty unusual life, I guess. So if you're interested in that, you'll find lots of details about that unusual life in my first book, Awareness Comes Knocking, and you're very welcome to take a look at that. I think there's a preview opportunity on the Amazon page where they're available, where one can download them. I'm not quite sure how that works, but I think you can download via Amazon pretty much any kind of format to look at that stuff. And I'm going to get back in and see about putting those out on different formats. They are printable. They are available in CreateSpace. That's also via Amazon. But I do need to look at making other avenues for downloading available. And I do intend to do that in the coming months. So today, on this little introductory podcast, I'm not going to go into any kind of discussion about anything, but in future casts I will, and I would love it if you would contact me if you feel moved to do so and introduce yourself to me and just connect with me and get a little discussion going between us, because I think these podcasts will work if I get some feedback from you, the listener, and hear, you know, the things that interest you, the things that are important to you, and so on and so forth. That sort of, you know, interaction and dialogue will make this possible and interesting and workable, and it will give it the fuel to continue on into the future. So please do feel free to do that. I hope that it's easy to contact me via the comments, which are at the end of each post or podcast, and there is a contact page and various other ways of contacting me via social media platforms, if whatever works best for you. But do feel very free and very welcome to do that. I'd love to hear from you. And I shall be back. So bye for now. Bye.